I'm Julia.
I'm Jack.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Emma.
And we're a little over half of Clickbase.
Yeah. Two-thirds.
Just about.
Just right? About two-thirds.
No. Yeah, two-thirds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So this week on Clickbait, we're going to be discussing once again the murder of JonBenet Ramsey. We're going to split it into two halves, kind of like what we did with the first episode, where you just kind of got to meet all of us. And I'm going to turn it over to Julia, who's just going to kind of briefly summarize what happened, and then we're going to hear from our other two and see what they think.
So, there was this little girl named JonBenet Ramsey, who lived in Boulder, Colorado, and she was a beauty pageant queen, you know? She was a little kid who did beauty pageants, kind of like toddlers and tiaras.
Okay. The 90s.
Yeah, it was the 90s. I mean, things were crazy. So she was born in 1990, and she died in 1996. December 25th. Christmas gift, you know? I don't know. Sorry. Anyway, so she died on the Christmas of 96, and the coroner's report is that she died from asphyxiation.
What's that mean?
That is strangulation, so it's just so you can't breathe. That's essentially what it means. And and by blunt force trauma to the cranium. So she was hit by something real hard. Well, yeah.
Essentially.
I mean, whatever. Anyways. So, death by asphyxiation. God.
Asphyxiation.
I don't want to hear it. You guys will hear later the troubles that I had in pronouncing asphyxiation. It was pretty bad.
Why didn't you just use, like, strangling? Why do you have to
because
use that?
That's the word for it.
That's what Wikipedia said?
I don't want to hear it, Sam. So, let's delve into a couple of theories that we have. One piece of evidence that's very prominent is that there was this ransom note left. A very lengthy ransom note. Y'all heard it. You guys have heard
it
now.
Do we have spooky music?
Connor, put in spooky music.
Connor to put in spooky music.
Okay.
Thanks, Connor.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Mom's on it.
Alright, so we have a couple of theories, and one of them branches off from, well, actually, basically all of them. Like, this is a huge piece of evidence, this ransom note that was left at the scene. And it's pretty lengthy, and it takes the role of this foreign faction, this outside group, who came in and kidnapped JonBenet. And they're asking for a whole lot of money, $118,000 to be exact, which, if I'm going to get a little bit into a theory, is the exact amount the father's bonus.
No way.
Christmas bonus of that year.
So was JonBenet really important or something?
No, but you know, like, we treat her like she's important, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, well, what reason would these outside forces have for kidnapping?
Yeah, what
well,
heck?
She's a little cute little gal.
There's a lot of cute little gals in the world. What makes JonBenet so special?
Well, and also her father was very, very wealthy, so. If, like, they wanted
why
to.
Why did they kidnap him?
Because, well, you...
It's difficult to kidnap a 40-year-old man.
That's true. And it's easier to kidnap this little 6-year-old girl who, as you can hold something above this guy's head, like, haha.
Literally, because she's probably only, like, 50 pounds.
There you go. And another thing involving the ransom note, it was written on a pad of paper belonging to the mother. So that brings up a little bit of suspicion. And another thing that was found at the scene other than the ransom note was, which is really strange, a bowl of pineapple and milk, which is...
That sounds gross.
You might think
that's
like a little...
pineapple on pizza.
It is pretty gross, right? But like,
pineapple
and you might
milk.
Think like very milk lightly of it like right now, but like, we'll get into that a little later.
Good.
No.
Milk and pizza. No.
No.
Are you a pineapple and pizza
no.
kind of guy?
No. Where'd you get that idea?
Well, I don't know. You said Jack seems like the kind of guy to be a pineapple.
Was JonBenet a pineapple and pizza person?
Well, maybe. We'll get into that in
you
a
should
second.
Her spirit
was he a
and
pizza,
ask her.
But was he a pizza and milk person is what we're trying to ask you.
Catch our pineapple pizza discussion in our unpopular opinions episode.
We're still doing that?
Hell yeah, dude, we're still doing that. All right.
Shameless promo.
Got a little sidetracked. And
that's a good thing.
A third thing that was found in the scene that is notable is a flashlight, a very heavy black flashlight. And stemming from that, a couple of more pieces of evidence that was found after the initial report. So, after JonBenet's autopsy, it was found that the blunt force trauma to her head, that it caused her skull to cave in a little bit. And the spot where that happened is in the exact shape of the flashlight.
So what, do they just, like, pick up the flashlight and be like, hey, wow, that looks like that. Is that all they did?
I guess. I don't know.
I think I could do that.
Do you want to be in forensics next year, Sam?
No. Yeah.
Do you think you could, like, actually beat a flashlight into somebody's head? Or,
I mean, like, well, there was another thing that was found as a study afterwards. So suspicion rose that maybe it was possibly someone in the family. And they thought, oh, well, like, an adult could do this to a kid, but could another kid do this to... I'm sorry, there was a noise outside. Anyways, and...
So did they think it was, like...
She has a brother. Yeah, her brother, Burke, who's 9 years old.
Burke.
They tested another 9-year-old of, like, the same, like, kind of size or whatever as Burke. And a 6-year-old skull. Yeah, the boy's name is
Burke. No, was the other kid's name Burke?
No, brothers. I don't think so. But, like, is the name relevant?
They got the accuracy wrong.
Someone calling Chiz historical accuracy wrong.
Just, like, based on his name alone, I'd be friends with him.
And so they tested this 9-year-old kid bashing in the skull of this 6-year-old. Not, like, an actual 6-year-old, not alive, obviously, but...
killed another 6-year-old.
And it left almost an identical mark as found in JonBenet's head. So that's notable, you know? And stemming off from the pineapple and milk, irrelevant, right? Wrong. So...
it's gross.
This just in.
JonBenet and Burke share the same favorite meal of the pineapple and milk. So... a theory was brought up that maybe, possibly...
JonBenet was getting too much pineapple and milk, and maybe Burke wanted some of that?
A little bit. that Burke had out a bowl of pineapple and milk, and then JonBenet came in, took a piece, and then Burke got extremely angry, and he killed her out of rage, and maybe he didn't know what he was doing, but he still did it anyways.
That boy just wanted his pineapple and milk.
I would like to note the fact that it wasn't a bowl of pineapple milk poured over
it. You sound so tense. Like
that's what it was.
It
was
pineapple and milk.
No, I know. I know that it's not like.
That's what it was. It was like a cereal.
No, 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 it's not.
What you saw in the window was the ghost of JonBenet Ramsey just now.
No,
think
it was.
About that for a second.
It was a bowl of literally pineapple.
No, it was
milk.
A bowl of pineapple and
no,
a glass of milk.
No, it was not.
Y'all are refuse
to believe this.
Sam, you didn't hear that. Right?
JonBenet.
Also, while we're off on this and Connor's going to cut all that out, I would like to just address the fact that I just sent, hello, my name is Emma Irvin and my school, well, a small group, is doing a podcast. Our second and third episodes are about the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, and during our episode banter, three of our stars were wondering if the house that happened and was haunted by JonBenet.
No, we wanted to catch the ghost.
Dude, did you actually...
It's literally... No, you put the milk in...
It's literally milk...
You put
and
the milk in
pineapple.
With the pineapple.
That is disgusting.
Can we
acknowledge
that? When we, like, start
and it was a glass
again,
of tea. Remember that.
That's so disgusting.
All right, Connor, you can cut out, like, the last lot.
Or you could leave it in.
Or you could save it for the bloopers.
So, that was one theory about the pineapple and the milk that JonBenet finessed one of the pieces and then Burke got mad and bashed her head in.
Was it like a bowl of pineapple and like a glass of milk? Or
no! We're done talking about this.
It was a glass of pineapple.
It's relevant. So, another theory is that JonBenet was a frequent bedwetter, and after maybe a pageant where she didn't do so well, and she went to bed, her mom was overcome with rage, and she did the murder herself.
Wow. I mean, like, just for went into bed, that seems pretty harsh, honestly.
Right? I don't know.
I mean, I would have given her time out or something.
It made her eat. pineapple with milk.
Stop, stop. Maybe okay.
Pineapple milk is actually a torture method.
But, maybe. All right. So, and then another thing. The police call in that JonBenet was, quote unquote, missing was, there was, like, background sounds and voices that came in after further investigation that sounded like the mom saying, what did you do? And, like, the parents telling Burke to, like, stop, like, talking while, like, you know, just, like, weird things found in the background of a phone call, which suggests even further that it was not an outside force that brought this fate upon JonBenet.
So who do they think it is now?
Personally?
Parents?
I mean, because, like, there's a bunch of different thoughts and theories, but personally, I think Burke, because Burke has, like, the most evidence backing him.
Burke.
Well, any other last-minute thoughts? Last-minute theories?
JonBenet, I mean, she sounds pretty cool, like, for being a six-year-old and all, and it's a shame that she had to go out like that. Darn.
Darn.
Sam?
Well, I mean, I feel like she deserved it, because she ate pineapple.
God!
I'm saying the pineapple milk is actually a torture method.
Like, you put the pineapple in a bowl and you pour milk over it.
Get Paula Deen in here.
That's gross.
It's like cereal. It's not separate. All right,
oh
so.
Oh, God. Why?
Well, first you get your pineapple, and then you get your milk, and then you put the pineapple in the milk. Or you holler out the pineapple and pour the milk in the, okay. Like a coconut.
Stop.
Pineapple is like citric. It would curdle the milk after a while.
Yeah. So the one takeaway we had from this episode is that pineapple milk is disgusting.
That's gross.
That's all that we took away from you. Nothing about the murder, just that. All right, so signing off, I guess we're done.
Cool. If I had a dollar for every time Julia said so during this recording.
So.
And next you're going to hear from me, John, and Connor talking about the same things, maybe a little bit more
pineapple
controlled.
Sorry. We get off on tangents.
And you're going to hear that in just a second. So I will see you then, and from the rest of you guys.
Emma's going to teleport.
I'm going to teleport
travel
right
time.
Now.
All right.
Ready?
So.
One, two, three. And I'm here. I'm Emma.
I'm John.
I'm Connor.
And we're
the other half
of Clickbait.
I don't know which half I am.
You're just
you're
the other half.
I just kind of go along with what Emma starts to say.
For the other part, we were two-thirds because I was there. But now I'm in this one, too, because I'm special.
All right.
Two-thirds to one-half. We lost a person.
Oh, well. What a shame.
Well, it's fine. So you already know what's happening. We explained it earlier, and I'm going to overview it a little bit for these two, and we're going to see what they think, and hopefully we don't talk too much about pizza. So JonBenet Ramsey was 6 years old. She was born in 1990, and she was killed on Christmas in 96. And the biggest piece of evidence that we have is a ransom note that's like 3 or 4 paragraphs long.
So it's an essay, not a note.
Pretty much.
And did it hit any standards?
I think it did.
I mean,
it hit the
creative work.
Oh, yeah, that
probably
one.
Producing text as well.
Maybe using language?
Maybe.
No.
Academic essay?
Yeah.
Media.
He's not going to like that one.
Requested a bonus for $118,000, which is the exact amount that her father got for a Christmas bonus that year. And it said that if you want your daughter to see 2019-97, you'll give us the money and you won't do anything that we tell you
okay. To
do.
Pretty sure if his Christmas bonus was $118,000, he could have just, like, shelled it out for his daughter, you know?
He was hella rich.
Yeah,
he could have shelled out a little bit of money for his daughter.
Well, he was going to, but people also think that ransom note was a cover-up, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But JonBenet Ramsey was a beauty queen. She was the equivalent of Honey Boo Boo of the 90s.
Was she fat?
Was she a thot?
I don't think so. I don't think you can say that on a 6-year-old on a podcast.
I
think that's staying in.
I'm not 50% sure her parents were part of Thought Patrol.
Right,
is that a copyrighted meme?
Better not be.
It's staying in.
Any questions about the murder, what happened to her, or who she was?
Why was she murdered?
Because she was a thought.
Okay, how was she murdered?
She was strangled, and she got hit in the skull with a flashlight and left a nice little indent right here in her forehead.
Where did they find her?
In her basement at home.
Yeah, it's kind of fishy.
A little bit.
Sucks to be her. Whatever. Yeah. What a shame.
She didn't want it. That shouldn't have sucked.
Oh. Yeah, she shouldn't have been a thought.
11 years ago.
It was Thought Patrol, so.
About it.
It was more than 11 years ago, right?
No.
1996.
That's 21 years ago.
Is it? It was 21 years ago. Yeah, she was killed by strangulation, and she got hit in the face with a flashlight that was found in her kitchen next to a bowl of... It was a bowl of pineapple with milk poured over it, like cereal.
That's nasty. Disgusting. That's actually disgusting.
Yep.
She
maybe,
deserves
maybe
to
maybe her parents die. Had a little bit of fun, because, you know, it was the 90s, and they killed their daughter. I don't know what they did in the 90s.
What kind of fun are you talking about? Like
the same kind of fun they had in the 60s.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Not okay. That kind of fun, Connor.
I don't know how numbers work.
Connor, who do you think killed her?
The pineapple.
I mean, the pineapple could have been used as a torture device. That's what Sam kind of thinks.
Yeah, because pineapple's really gross. That bad.
It's really
yeah,
gross.
I think Sam and I are on the right track here.
Maybe they found JonBenet eating the pineapple and milk. And
they're like,
die. Yeah, it was so atrocious to them because it is that they just took her downstairs and killed her.
Well, people think that it could have been her 9-year-old brother, Burke, who that was.
What a name.
Burke and JonBenet.
Well,
all born in American family.
Here's the thing, you would think that, like, the daughter would be named after the mom, but the daughter was named after the dad.
You know?
Again, they probably had a lot of fun in the 90s. And
yeah.
The 90s was a weird time. It was almost the 80s, actually. They probably had a lot of fun in the 80s and then had her in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burke, her 9-year-old brother at the time, pineapple and milk was his favorite snack, meal, kind of whatever.
Oh, my God. He deserved to die, too.
Yeah.
He had pineapple cereal.
But people think that JonBenet, like, stole a piece of his pineapple, and he lashed out and was just like, you know what, there's a flashlight here, bang.
But she also got strangled.
Yes, but that people also think could have been a cover-up by the parents, because they didn't want the police to know that the brother had done it. And that's also why the piece of paper, or the ransom note was written on a piece of the mother's paper, like, from her business. So that's a little bit fishy as well. And in the 911 call that reports their daughter missing, you can hear the father saying, you need to be quiet, you need to just go away and let us figure this out, to Burke. And once Patsy, the mother, thinks that she's hung up, you hear her go, what did you do?
Oh, dang.
So
it might not have been the mother involved at all.
It could have been.
It could have been, but, like, the mother probably could have been, like you said, Burke killed her, and then the dad tried to cover up, but then the mom had nothing to do with it.
But wait, there's more.
Hold on. Or couldn't it just have been someone who knew the parents and, like, hey, Mrs. whatever your last name is, I'm going to kill your daughter. Wait, and you're like, yeah, let's do that. And then they take the daughter and just kill her while she's eating pineapple.
I mean, that's not as fun.
There
to
you go.
That's
I raise your fun with logic.
That doesn't make good content, Connor.
I don't care.
What makes good content is killing people for, like, eating pineapple and milk.
I guess you're not wrong.
Okay, so the theory about the mother killing her is that after JonBenet had, like...
John is using my mic for his own pleasure. You need to knock it off, John.
All right, after JonBenet lost, like, a beauty pageant, or she did something to make her mother upset, she wet her bed that night because she had, like, a history of it, and her mother was just so mad with having to get up and change the sheets and wash her daughter and dealing with the loss from the most recent pageant or whatever, that she tried to strangle her daughter. But by the time that she realized exactly what she was doing, that she was killing her daughter, it was too late.
How old was she? Six?
Six.
All right, so it's understandable.
She was going on, like, a streak of losing beauty pageants, and her mom was getting mad at her for that. And it wasn't like she was trying to kill her daughter. It was... I am so mad at you.
Well, don't suck.
See, she was a thought. She was in beauty pageants.
Just because she was in a beauty pageant doesn't make her a thought. You can't say that about
a
6-year-old.
Yeah, you can. That's Thought Patrol material.
Thought Patrol.
No, it didn't happen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is this involving, like, Burke? Or, like...
No, this is involving Jaminae.
Well, that's boring.
In her panties, DNA from somebody who could not be found.
What kind of DNA?
What kind of DNA do you think,
Connor? Well, there's a lot of DNA.
What kind... Wait. So they, like, tested the DNA and it didn't match anybody's?
That's why people think that it could have been an outside source from somebody's...
Like me. That's what I said, except for the whole...
Connor, you didn't bang Jaminae, right?
No, but here's the
thing. That's not what I said.
Here's the thing. People think that it could have been a neighbor, a teacher, A teacher. Or it could have been as simple as it was DNA from somebody that made the underwear in the factory.
It could have just been someone, oh, I have to pick these up, put them in this box, pick them up, move them. Oh no, my skin is on it now.
It was kind of more like...
Another piece of evidence about the mother possibly doing it is the fact that she was living vicariously through her daughter, because in 77, the mother was Miss Virginia.
Okay, so she was, like, trying to relive her childhood through Jaminae?
Yep.
But then realized that Jaminae socked a beauty pageant and so killed her.
Yep.
I'm finna birth sometime soon. Not gonna lie.
People also think that's a little weird how the parents acted when they did, like, weird interviews and stuff. Like, they seemed very chill about everything. I don't know. There's not much evidence that the dad did it, but there's evidence that the dad knew about it. Because he was just real weird.
He was really shady. Yeah. What did he do for a living?
You know, I don't know, but I...
He did businessman stuff.
Yeah. Made a lot of money. Where they live? Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jaminae's father was at what a few articles call the forefront of the tech world, and he started working at a very, very well-doing...
Well-off?
Well-doing. That's staying in.
Okay, well, very well-doing.
Computer company.
App.
And by like, technologically advanced, we're talking about, like, 1980s technologically advanced.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, 95 technologically advanced. And throughout, like, the investigation of the case in 2008... Patsy, who is now dead, the mom, and the father, who's still alive, were cleared of, they are no longer suspects. Which I find a little shady, but Burke is still a
police
suspect.
Police officers were not at two. How old's Burke now?
Burke? Well, he was 9 at the time of the murder in 96.
What's 21 plus 9,
So he
John?
Was born in 87, so he's 30.
He's like 30, 29, 30, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's
actually in the middle of suing somebody for giving false information about it and claiming that they know things about it.
He's probably rich just from the popularity.
Exactly.
And, like, all the interviews on TV and stuff.
John,
that's why people think that he's, like, really milking this on about, like, suing and bringing it up.
Yeah, he wants the money. Who doesn't want money? I think it's really shady.
I think
somebody killed her.
I think that you're trying to make this a lot harder than it should be. Someone was like, hey, Mrs. Mom, I'm going to take your child downstairs and be like, you're going to die.
Her mom was the one that called the police and reported her missing. Her mom was the one that, throughout all the interviews and, like, the investigative interviews, she was the one that was, like, the most upset. She was the one that was the most distraught about everything. So because of all that, people are like, yeah, there was no way that the mom could have done it.
Yeah, I honestly think it was the dad. He's shady. He made a lot of money, so... I mean, he just probably just got more money from, like, interviews and stuff, like Burke probably has.
I personally think it was Burke, because he was jealous of his sister for having so much attention from his mother, and for, like, lashing out about the pineapple thing, and I think it was Burke.
I'm just gonna say that...
Okay, but what about the fact that the ransom note was written on the mom's paper? Like,
yeah,
was the paper in the house?
Yes.
And Connor's the phone call, and...
But,
and the what did you do,
and
the fact that she was found in their basement dead.
Think of how long it must have taken if it was somebody outside of the house, for them to get into the house without anybody noticing.
No, that is not what I'm saying.
No.
Hitman.
They could have hired it done, but like,
yeah,
it'd be so much quicker and easier to kill her themselves.
And then
plus,
yeah, but
they
it'd
haven't
be,
gotten caught yet.
It'd be cleaner to do it with someone else.
Yeah, but they still haven't gotten caught either way, so...
Yeah, but, like, what is
But
the
we
reason?
Don't know who they is.
Exactly.
It could
so
be
they
anybody.
Probably could have just killed her themselves and still gotten away with it. Because for all we know, it could have been them. no one else.
Yeah, but think about the fact that, like, if there was a hitman in the house, that ransom note, you guys heard me recording it for the second episode, that ransom note is lengthy.
Yeah.
That ransom note must have taken a long time to write, and there's things crossed out, there's all sorts of things missing. Like, this person was in distress and was trying real quick to get it done. And it was on the mom's paper, which was up in her office. It was the basement, the first floor, the second floor. She was in the basement, and the mom's office is up on the second floor with the paper in it.
Am I the only one hearing?
No.
Squeak, 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 nope. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Nope.
No.
Oh, well. That's close enough.
So, oh, quick last question. Is the house haunted by her ghost?
Is the house haunted by
100%
her ghost?
100% yes.
I think it could be, and her ghost, feels bad for her family and whoever killed her. So, in order to save her family from getting in trouble, she's skewing all the evidence and, like, hiding stuff.
Okay, yeah, you're going too far there, John.
And do you think the case will ever be solved?
No.
But
if it hasn't gotten solved after 20 years, no.
But that's just a theory. A game theory. Nope.
I'm 90% sure that you were in the red there that whole time.
We actually found out who killed John Bonet. No clickbait.
I'm Emma.
I'm John.
I'm Connor.
And we're
the other half of clickbait.
That didn't record yesterday.
See you next week.